Today we're talking about breaking the addiction of sugar.
Sugar. Yes, please. Let's get some sugar and talk about that vid. This is JR and
Ray on Vitalk
in the 8 o'clock hour, Monday nights. And this is brought to you by VoiceTube on ICRT, by the way. We're here every Monday night, and we're here to have some sugar. I'm just kidding. We talk about videos that are on the internet that
That's
are popular,
right.
People are talking about. And we bring it to you on the air. We talk about it, be silly about it, make fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach you, what's most important of all, we teach you the English that's
used
in it. Yeah,
let's not forget that. Yeah.
Yeah, the most important thing.
所以 Vitalk 是 Video Talk， 就是我们每个礼拜会讨论一个有趣的影片，那实用的影片，并且呢教一些里面英文的片语用法，让你们能够自己运用里面的英文。
Right. And after the show, at the end of the show, we do issue you a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to use the English that's taught today within the show and post it on our website, which is voicetube.com/radio, either text or voice message. Post it there, and we might use your stuff as material for next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
And we also ask you to vote for the next episode, which movie, not movie, which
video.
Clip,
which clip
that we're going to be talking about.
So Vitalk, 呢我们有个网站哦，是 voicetube.com/radio, 可以在上面做两件事情。第一件事情，我们每个礼拜会教你英文嘛，所以呢我们学以致用，那可以到网站上面呢留给我们一个文字留言或者是语音留言，使用我们上个礼拜所教的英文。那第二个是呢，你可以在网站上面投票，我们下个礼拜 JR 跟我呢会讨论哪一个影片。
That is correct. Okay, so today we're talking about people who are addicted to sugar.
That is right. And sugar addicts.
Yeah. So I got a question for Ray,
mm-hmm.
just to start it off right here. On a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
那这个一到十的这个规模里面。
Okay.
How important is sugar to you?
How important is sugar? Okay, 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
I say 12. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm not that of a sugary person.
Yeah.
I don't have a high need, a high addiction for sugar. I would say about 5, I say.
That's quite healthy, I think.
Yeah. So, I usually consciously skip the sugar. Mm-hmm. For example, if I have a choice, mm-hmm. I'd go for like sugarless diets.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not as important for me. Of course, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. That is not to say I don't enjoy sugar. I do enjoy sugar. I like tasting the sweetness. Mm-hmm. But I do make a conscious decision to be healthier and more sugar-free.
So you intentionally tell yourself, no, less sugar.
Less sugar. Only occasionally I can have sugar intakes.
Or a treat or something like that.
Yeah, or a treat or a sugary treat. Yeah, so throwing that question right back at you, JR, what is your addiction to sugar, 1 to 10?
This is an easy question for me. I'm like a 3.
A 3? Oh, that's pretty low.
I'm really healthy, I would say. I drink water, I eat bread, rice. I'm the boring kind of people to have dinner with.
Yeah, you're the grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have sugar. So do you enjoy sugar?
You know what? I do, of course, because I grew up in the States, but you know, it's just the habit sort of grew on me after I came back to Taiwan because I wanted to eat healthy, live healthy, and you get used to it.
So you're not actually making a conscious decision to take less sugar.
No,
you're just used to it.
Yeah, I'm just so used to not having so much sugar in my life.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I think that's better because you're not forcing yourself. Like
yeah,
me,
yeah.
I need to force myself.
You're
to
reluctantly
choose.
Doing it.
Yeah. So I say I'm about a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But 5 is still low. Yeah.
So what kind of sugar do you enjoy though? Like those kind of, is there a particular kind of sweet or sugar that you do enjoy?
You know, recently I do have this pet peeve that I've just developed.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I have to blame my roommate for that. Because he's been like
pointing fingers.
Yeah, he's been luring me to taste this very decent beverage that's sold at Family Mart, by the way.
Okay.
I hate you guys. it's called 苹果红茶.
苹果?
Like apple red tea.
That doesn't sound too sugary. That sounds a little bland.
But it is. But
really?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe for you it's sugary.
Yeah, and I fell for it. So now I try not to, but once in a while I do grab a bottle and go home.
Crave for it.
Yeah. But I do, as you mentioned, I do have a roommate.
The same roommate you're talking about just now?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
he is like a very, very high sugar consumer.
Uh-huh.
Right. He drinks beverages all the time. Uh-huh. And he also has another pet peeve. He likes to eat like yensuji.
Yensuji.
How would you say that in English, by the way? Yensuji.
Chicken popcorn?
Chicken popcorn?
Fried chicken.
Greasy fried chicken.
We're just making things up. I'm sure that's not the way you call
but
it.
But anyways, yensuji.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes yensuji. And he just recently gave himself a challenge.
Uh-huh.
To not eat any yensuji, to not drink any beverages for the next 30 days.
Wow,
and
really?
I think he has 10 days more left.
So he's like turning over a new leaf? He's trying to start a new life or something?
Yeah, I think he wants to start a healthy life now.
Wait, is it for the health or for the money?
The health, I think.
The health.
That's what he says. Well,
but I'm sure he's going to save a lot of money down the road if he doesn't buy all those beverages and
he
all those
actually yensuji. Calculated it, and within 2 weeks he like saved 500 NT dollars.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
That's quite a lot, actually.
You can buy like a car. No, actually not a car.
A toy car.
A toy car, yeah. You can buy a toy car with that.
So actually it comes with two benefits.
Yeah, so are you encouraging him because you're healthy, he's healthy?
Not actually.
What? You're not encouraging him? What are you doing?
You know, I'm usually the healthy guy at home, but now he's turned healthy. I'm like, I don't want to be the average Joe. I want to be different. So I'm starting to drink beverages. And I'm starting to eat yensuji.
You're a bad influence.
And I'm coming home late with bags of yensuji and beverages. And I'm like, hey, I bought you one. You want one?
You are a bad influence. If anyone wants to be healthy and lead a healthy lifestyle, you should not bunk with JR.
Like, I'm just eating it to lure him. I don't even enjoy eating it. It's greasy. It's not that taste. It doesn't taste that good. I just enjoy the sense of luring somebody.
You are pure evil.
Yeah, I'm pure evil.
Wait, did he fall for it?
Once.
He did fall for it.
He did fall for it once, and then he got so regretful. He hated me for a week.
Okay, so you guys are like feeding each other. He got you into drinking the pingguo hongcha.
Yeah, and then I got back at him. The Avengers.
Okay, I do also know someone who is really into sugary beverages.
Oh, really?
That is someone. I also live with this person, my sister.
Oh, Crown. Yeah, okay, Crown.
My sister, she has a tremendous sweet tooth.
Oh, she does.
So this is an expression that we say. If we say that someone has a sweet tooth, that means he or she is really into eating sugary diets.
Sugar!
So she cannot live a day without sugar, seriously.
Really?
She needs chocolate. She needs sugar in her life.
She must have very bad teeth.
Yeah. She got like cavities all the time.
All the time? Oh, man.
No, she doesn't, right? I'm just joking. But anyway, she has this sweet tooth, and all the time I'm asking her, please, you need to stop eating that sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually just an excuse to take that sugar from her and eat myself.
You take it away. You eat it yourself.
But I'm telling her all the time, you need to stop with all that sugar, you know. And she's actually breaking out of the habit. She's actually trying to become healthier, trying to consciously cut down on the sugar. And unlike JR, I'm encouraging her. Right? I'm eating sugar-free diets with her instead of opposing her.
The reason why is because you're eating her sugar stuff. It's you. So you're gaining weight, right?
No,
I kind of noticed.
It's
like,
for her sake, right? I'm sacrificing my own health for her sake.
Yeah, right. Like
as a brother, as an elder brother, I have the privilege and the duty, the responsibility to care for her.
Now all of a sudden you're Ray the Saint. Okay, we get it. Like robbing her Snickers.
Yeah, so
you know, I grew up in the US and in the States, obesity is a big issue.
Obesity, 肥胖症.
Right, and more reports are showing that more and more Americans are having problems with
obesity,
being overweight.
Yeah,
obesity.
Yeah.
One out of three is
really
highly overweight or slightly overweight.
One out of three?
Yeah, one out of three.
That is a high percentage.
7-seater income, right? It's also an impact on their economics.
What? You mean the economics of US?
Yeah.
Why so?
People, more and more people are using medical resources
I see.
To treat
obesity problems.
Right, so it comes with a lot of side effects for the country.
Yeah.
It's a big issue, actually.
So I think this is really a problem that we need to confront, to really come face to face with.
And that's what the video was talking about, actually, because the video was confronting the issue. It had three people in to take on the experiment. And these three people are high sugar consumers.
High sugar consumers, yeah. Some of them have at least 2 sodas
per day.
They take in 3 times more than the recommended sugar levels per day.
Exactly.
So they're high sugar consumers. So what did the video do? What did the experiment? Well,
they were challenged to not have any sugar-related foods or beverages for 30 days.
For 30 days.
For a month.
Okay.
And see what would happen. So after the first week, they were coming back and they were whining. They were complaining like, oh God, I can't live without sugar. Like, come on.
We can imagine that.
Yeah. And they were like complaining and saying how life was terrible. They didn't have any energy, couldn't focus without sugar.
Did they notice any benefits at all, though?
For the first week, I don't think so.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, not at all. But after that, halfway through, during
so
the second week.
15 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Things started to change.
Okay.
You started to feel like healthy. More energetic and not relying so heavily on sugar anymore.
Okay.
And at the end of the experiment, they even started to say, you know what? I don't want to go back to my previous lifestyle.
Oh.
I think I've totally got over sugar. And so it's all about your physical constitution, getting your body used to healthy things.
Yeah. And one of the guys actually, at the end of the 30 days, he lost a couple of pounds. Mm. So they're really strong physical impacts that this diet can change and can bring about, right?
Right.
So it's a very interesting video, and if you want to check it out, it's on our website, voicetube.com/radio. And for me, you know, after looking at this video, I have decided that I will take on this challenge.
Right? You're a 5 on
right.
Scale,
so
1 to 10, right?
I will take on this sugarless diet for one day.
One day.
I will challenge myself for one day sugarless diet. I'll see how that works for me.
Tomorrow when he shows up in the office, he's going to be complaining and whining. I didn't have a Snickers last night. You know, I feel so bad right
and
now.
I'm going to go get a Snickers right now.
All right. Check out that video right now as we hit on a short break. It's voicetube.com/radio. The video is actually quite funny.
The guy who had
that pickle. That's really funny. Check out the video right now. 赶快去看我们的影片, voicetube.com/radio. And we're going to hit the short break and be back in just a second. And hey all, we're back on the show. This is VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour every Monday night. My name is JR.
And I am Ray. Welcome back to our show.
Yes, this is on VidTalk, brought to you by VoiceTube on ICRT. This is the second part of the show where we start to teach you some English that's used in this video.
That's right.
I hope you checked it out already. It's on our website, voicetube.com/radio. This is the part where I start to get forgetful.
Do you need sugar?
I need sugar. Sugar!
所以这个部分呢，是我们开始做英文教学的部分。那影片里面有用到很多英文的用语嘛，所以呢，我们这边会选了5个出来，会先播给你这个影片里面的原声，那给你翻译之后呢，我们来讨论一下这个英文要在什么样不同的状况下怎么样使用。
Okay, so today's video was about
sugar addicts.
Yeah, sugar addicts. And here is the first sentence.
We all know added sugar isn't healthy, but is avoiding it worth it?
我们都知道过多的摄取糖是不健康的，但为了这样不吃糖真的值得吗？
We all know added sugar isn't healthy, but is avoiding it worth it?
So, 我们知道过多摄取糖或是增加很多糖的话， We all know added sugar 是不健康的， It's not healthy, but is it worth it? Is avoiding it worth it? 这样子不吃糖，这样子回避它真的值得吗？ Here we're looking at worth it. What is worth it?
It means like,if it's good enough for you to pay some effort for
something. Yeah. Like, 值得嘛, right? Worth it.
Yeah.
So, 这个 it 就是我们要付出努力的这个东西，对不对？
Right.
So, for in this sentence, this it means avoiding something. Avoiding the sugar. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
值不值得去避开不吃糖这件事情。
In this sentence, it's about the non-sugar diet.
Yeah, non-sugar diet.
Yeah.
So, worth, we can say worthy.Worthy, that means 有值得的
You're worthy.
Or the opposite, it's worthless.
Yeah.
Worthless. And here I want to talk about 2 words in particular. Worthless and priceless.
worthless person is actually the exact opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So worthless is like 完全没有任何价值 but priceless, that's 无价
Right.
So those
don't get confused.
Yeah, don't get. Although they both are less, ends with less, and they mean
the
same thing,
word
price,
meaning.
But they're different.
Yeah. Okay. There's a sentence. There was a commercial that was very, very famous years ago. Mm-hmm. It was by Gong Li. And she said, 因为你值得. What was that brand again? Let's not talk about it. But 因为你值得, because you're worth it.
Because
you're worth it. That's right.
Okay,
next sentence.
We wanted to find out. So we asked three sugar addicts to change their diets for a month to see what happens when you give up sugar.
我们决定实验一下，所以我们邀请三位重度的糖上瘾者去挑战一个月不吃糖，再来看看会发生什么事。
We wanted to find out, so we asked three sugar addicts to change their diets for a month to see what happens when you give up sugar.
Okay, 所以我们决定要实验一下。We decided to find out, so we asked three sugar addicts. 我们找到了三位重度的糖上瘾者。Okay, to change their diets for a month.挑战一个月不吃糖 and see what happens, 看看会发生什么事情。Mm. So here we're looking at the three sugar addicts, right? These are the subjects of the experiment, the white mice, 这三个白老鼠，这三个重度的糖上瘾者。So addicts, so how can we explain addicts in English?
When you're like very severely indulged in something.
Yeah. So you can't help it,you're caught up in something.
Yeah.
So addicts, 就是上瘾者嘛。Mm. So,often it goes with, I think, drug addicts, so
毒瘾者,
or we, right from, for example, right here in the video, it's sugar addicts,
sugar addicts,
就是上, right. 糖上瘾者, and there's also, we can use it in different forms, we can say we are, someone is addicted to something.
Right. Someone is addicted to something.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to like specific things like alcohol, it becomes alcoholic.
Yeah, holic, right. Yeah. Alcoholic, chocoholic, chocolate.
Chocoholic. There was this movie called Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Shoppingholic.
这个what was the title?
购物的什么狂想之类的。
异想世界。Whatever. Girls know more about it.
Shopaholic.
Yeah. So being addicted to or being something addict.Means that you're really into or indulged in something, right?
So for this example, it's the sugar. So
sugar
they
addicts.
Are addicted to the sugars.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, next sentence.
It's just been an emotional roller coaster of a week.
这周我们的心情就像是坐云霄飞车一样。
It's just been an emotional roller coaster of a week. Life is a roller coaster,、
What?
Just gotta ride.
What's that?
You don't know that song?
No.
Don't tell me you don't know Ronan Keating.
Rick,
I'm
really
disappointed.
I'm ashamed.
All night long, I need you.
Can we get back to the sentence?
Oh, I'm so addicted to this song right now.
这一周我们的心情, right? So for this week, 就像是云霄飞车一样, it's been an emotional roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
So what does that mean?
Roller coaster is...云霄飞车
Right.
So when you're in a mood that's like a roller coaster, being up and down, that means you're going through ups and downs.
Yeah, you're having like the highs and lows of your emotional. You're really unstable.
Yeah.
Your emotional state is kind of like sometimes you're hyper, sometimes you're depressed.
Yeah.
So emotional roller coaster、mm-hmm. 就是坐着这个情绪上的云霄飞车一样。
心情云霄飞车 right.
So, if someone puts you through like really stressful events, you can say, "Oh, you're putting me on the spot, right?" That's something we talked about last time. You're putting me on the spot, and you're making me go through an
emotional
roller
coaster.
Right. Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
Last night, I drank soda to try to stay up late because I was doing work, and I feel like junk this morning.
昨晚我因为工作的关系熬夜。喝汽水，结果我今天早上起来感觉超糟的。
Last night I drank soda to try to stay up late because I was doing work, and I feel like junk this morning.
So last night I drank soda to try to stay up late. 昨晚我因为工作的关系熬夜喝汽水，结果我今天早上起来感觉超糟的。And I feel like junk this morning. So he's the one we talked about, right? The one that broke and kind of slipped
during
the challenge and drank soda. And what happened was that he felt like junk. So this is what we're going to look at in this sentence. Feel
like junk.
What does that mean?
Like you can also say, I feel sick. I feel terrible. I feel awful.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to this,
I feel like crap.
I feel like hell.
I feel like shit.
I feel like I actually know a person, a missionary, who used to play basketball with me when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
Whenever he said, he would say the word shh. Whenever you missed the hoop, you would use sugar instead.
Really?
So he's like, oh, sugar! Sugar!
It's so relevant to our topic today.
Yeah,
also, sugar.
We should use that in replacement for the word IT.
I feel like sugar.
I feel like sugar.
I feel like sugar today.
Sugar!
Nobody would know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So this means basically 感觉很糟, 就是, 心情很不好, 或者是你的生理状况非常的不好,
right,
可以说,
right.
Feel like junk. Junk是什么? Junk.
Junk is like trash.
Yeah, trash.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, 就是垃圾嘛,
yeah.
所以我感觉像垃圾一样, right. 所以我感觉非常的不好。
And that's me. I feel like rubbish all the time. I feel so worthless.
Someone take me out because I'm a rubbish.
Tell me I'm a priceless person because I feel so worthless right now. I feel like rubbish, like junk. Sugar! yeah, sugar. All right, let's move on to our last sentence.
I actually can confidently say I don't miss sugar that much. Crazy? Mind-blowing? Life-changing? Yes, all of the above.
实际上我可以很有自信地说我不再那么想念糖了。这很疯狂,无法想象,逆转人生吗?对啊,全部都是。
I actually can confidently say I don't miss sugar anymore. I actually can confidently say I don't miss sugar that much. Crazy, mind-blowing, life-changing. Yes, all of the above.
I actually can confidently say I don't miss sugar that much. 实际上我可以很有自信地说我不再那么想念糖了. Crazy, mind-blowing, life-changing. 疯狂的,无法想象的,逆转人生吗? Yes, all of the above. 所以这边他在讲的是 right, 以上皆是 这边他讲的是说 这个经验, this experiment has been life-changing, has been mind-blowing for this particular person. So here we're going to look at this very interesting slang, mind-blowing. What is mind-blowing in English?
Like amazingly fantastic, fantastically, unbelievably awesome, incredibly insane.
Well, how long are you going to go on? Are you going to pile on forever?
I just ran out of words.
So mind-blowing, 这个是 很无法想象的,非常非常棒的
脑袋到爆炸那种地步, mind blowing.
So if you blow something up, that means 爆炸嘛, 你引爆一个东西 So it's like someone blew your mind. 有一个人把你的脑袋引爆了.
Yeah, that's another way of expressing it, blew your mind.
Yeah, 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 something blew my mind.
Yeah.
Something happened that just blew my mind.
Like
it was
Vitak
so...
is blowing your mind.
We hope. We hope we're blowing your mind. So mind blowing, blow someone's mind, 这就是一个非常无法想象,很棒,通常是要应用在一个很棒的一个东西上面,你要形容很棒的东西的话, you can say, it blew my mind.
It's mind blowing. Yeah,
okay, so
right.
We do have challenges for you, so here you can just leave us a response. VidTalk blew my mind. See,
yeah, yeah.
I'm giving you an answer right
that's
away.
That's right, that's right. And I feel priceless now. So go to our website, it's voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com/radio, and leave your voice message or text message on our website. We will use it as material next Monday.
所以呢,到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 留下你的语音或者是文字留言, 那使用的当然是我们今天所教的这五个英文的用法.
And also on our website, log on there and choose, vote for the video that you want us to talk about next Monday.
Next time, yep.
And we'll be talking about that, making fun of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And being silly, teaching the English within it. So check out the video choices at the bottom of our website, actually.
Yep.
All right, so go there right now. Video, not video, not again. VoiceTube. VoiceTube.com/radio. I think I might need some sugar right now.
Okay, and right now we're going to go to our final section of VidTalk, is where we talk about the responses we got last time.
No, that's right. I almost forgot.
Like, hey, why are you moving on to the final section?
Yeah.
So this time we chose the responses from Ben and Helia. So first of all, Ben, he left a text message for us. So JR, can you read it out for
us? Okay, here's Ben's message. Thank you very much for leaving us this, by the way. He said, I am gradually falling in love with my math teacher.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay. I think it's forbidden.
Yeah, forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
We would dissuade you from this, but let's look at your sentence.
So, Ben, which school do you come from? Let's tell his principal.
We need to warn your math teacher.
Yeah, we need to tell. We're tellers.
Gradually. 这个是我们在那边看的嘛，所以渐渐的，所以 Ben 说，我渐渐的爱上我的数学老师。
哦、
Bad boy Ben. Okay, let's move on to our next one. This one is a voice message left by Helia.
Helia.
So let's give it a listen.
I used to be a night owl, but now I wake up early because it's healthier.
I used to be a night owl, but now I wake up early because it's healthier. I believe that's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very good for you, Helia. Good. This sentence, 我以前是一个夜猫子，但是我现在会比较早起，因为这样子比较健康。
And good for you.
Yep.
Good for you.
Applaud, applaud, applaud. Helia, yeah.
Get up early and less sugar.
Yep.
Makes a healthy life.
We're promoting such a healthy lifestyle here on Bit Talk.
Like, we should be awarded with something.
So thank you guys for your responses, Ben and Helia. So do go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, if you want to hear yourself on air on ICRT on Bit Talk next Monday.
8 to 8:30, by the way. Okay. Once again, thank you very much for tuning into the show. I'm JR.
And I'm Ray.
You can always look us up on our Facebooks. Mine is JR Lee Radio. 我的脸书 JR Lee Radio.
And mine is Ray Do English with a D-U.
And you can also find VoiceTube on Facebook as well. All right. Mm-hmm. Once again, our website is voicetube.com/radio. Don't forget to leave us your messages and vote for the video for next Monday. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Peace out.
Peace out.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。